You're listening to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Tiffany Termini. Identity theft is a problem everyone needs to be aware of and to know how to avoid. The Stuart Police Department will host an event called Prevent Identity Theft Day this Saturday, August 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. to raise awareness on this issue and to offer free shredding services by Select Shred. Public Information Officer for the Stuart Police Department, Brian Bossio, tells us how to avoid becoming a victim.
First of all, why should people be concerned about identity theft?
Well, people should be concerned because this is reaching epidemic trends in this country. Last year, over 11.5 million people were victimized by identity theft, and oftentimes folks are victimized and they don't even know it. They don't find out until they apply for a line of credit, a mortgage, a car loan, or something like that. So this happens very, very, very often.
Who should be concerned about becoming a victim of identity theft? Is there a certain demographic that's most affected?
Everyone should be concerned about identity theft. What we've seen, particularly our senior citizens, are victimized quite often because they receive those phone calls from allegedly the IRS or Medicare, Medicaid, or Social Security Administration. And what these calls often do is inform the victim that they need to update their information or their services will be canceled. And oftentimes, elderly or senior citizens rely on their Social Security check, their Medicaid, Medicare. And what happens, they get scared and they will give out any information that the individual on the other end of the phone wants. Now, that's not saying that if you're not a senior citizen, you shouldn't worry about it. Everybody should be concerned about identity theft. It doesn't matter how old you are or where you live.
What are some other ways that identity thieves try to manipulate somebody? You said phone calls. What are some other ways?
Well, phishing scams. They'll hack into your computer or send you an email that appears to be from Bank of America or whatever bank that you are with, and it appears to be authentic. And what you do is you'll go to their website and enter all of your bank information to update it, which the email suggests you need to do. And identity thieves get information that way. Mailings, identity thieves will send official-looking documents asking for information to call their number, and oftentimes these numbers are overseas, and people will call and fall for that scam as well. People leave their stuff, trash, their bank statements, tax returns, things like that, with their name, address, social security numbers, date of birth, driver's license numbers on them. We really emphasize that these documents need to be destroyed because once they leave your house, you don't know where they're going if you just put them out in the trash. So the first line of defense is to shred anything that you have with your name, address, date of birth, anything at all someone could potentially use to steal your identity.
And what are some other ways people can protect themselves from identity theft?
Well, first thing we recommend is get an annual credit report. We recommend that you do that to make sure everything is correct. If everything is not correct, you need to call the three major credit bureaus, notify them, put an alert on your accounts, and therefore if any activity goes on that you will be notified. We also recommend that if you do learn you are a victim of identity theft to immediately make a report with your local police department. People really need to stay on top of this, and what we're telling people is, you know, be aware of if your identity has been compromised. Because once they get it, you know, unless you stay on top of it, you'll never even know it.
That was Officer Brian Bossio of the Stuart Police Department telling us about ways to avoid becoming a victim of identity theft. Prevent Identity Theft Day is this Saturday, August 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Stuart Police Department. Find out more on our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Tiffany Termini.